At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Makes me want to holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio. Listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. I've got strategies, I got strategies for living. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio.
And are you ready? Are you ready for that daily dose of radio rehab? Because, you know, we all need strategies.
Yes, we do.
Strategies for a living, that is. Hey, folks, welcome. Welcome into 1017 FM, 710 Keel, and another edition of Strategies for a Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is psychotherapist, BLPC Lauren Leon McMillan.
That's me.
And it's getting darker out there.
It is.
It's getting darker earlier. Matter of fact, did you realize that December the 1st was National Christmas Light Day? We weren't on the air. We were on the morning, but
we weren't live.
We weren't live.
Right.
On December the 1st. But anyway, Sunday, December the 1st was National Christmas Light Day.
Interesting.
And, you know.
And then the winter solstice is December 21st, the longest night of the year.
Yeah.
So
there you go.
So we've got lights at the beginning of the month, and in the middle of the month, we recognize that it's the darkest day of the year.
Yeah.
So we bring the lights in early, I guess.
So here's my question.
Yeah.
Picking up on this light and dark theme,
mm-hmm.
How do we cultivate inner light during darker times? And I want to talk about that literally and metaphorically.
Sure, absolutely, today. Of course.
Because as the Christmas lights go up, our next door neighbor put some up yesterday.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Somebody's got to be able to do it. And they're already on. And, you know, we're seeing the lights go up now. It's a good reminder to find the light. So we're going to talk about that today here on Strategies for
Sounds
Living.
Sounds timely.
I think I'm counting on that. Folks, thank you. Thank you for joining us here on Strategies for Living. We appreciate you being here with us, and we really appreciate our sponsors. They're our little light.
Yes, we do.
And because they help us bring you, they make possible Strategies for Living. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners. And Pintail Roofing.
Oof, oof.
And Learning RX. And the Balanced Life Wellness Center. And Bertita's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather. Alligator Italian Sausage. Back in a minute, we're going to embrace the light in the darkness. Well, it'll be a little more than a minute, but you know what I mean. We'll be back.
Radio Rehab. with a smile. Your troubles fade for a while.
Yeah, the little elf has really been working her little fingers to the bone.
You like them?
Yeah.
I thought they were cute.
They're very, very festive.
Good.
Very holiday.
That's the intention.
And that was what you were...
That's what I was going for.
That's what you were going for, right. Well, you accomplished that.
Excellent.
Good job. So, December the 1st, that was just Sunday, was National Christmas Lights Day. You know, it's a wonderful marking of the celebration when all the lights go out, go up rather.
Right.
And you know, I even when I was a kid, you know, love to go and
just drive around
and yeah. Back years ago when I was part owner of KVKI, my partner decided, you know what we're going to do? We're going to have a Christmas lights contest.
Oh gosh.
And so people registered and we got their address and we went around, and if I'm remembering correctly, I think I am, it was $1,000 prize. Mm. And I said, how are we gonna judge? He said, you and me are gonna do it.
Okay.
And so that particular year, and I think this was a lot of years ago. I think that was maybe 1984, either 84 or 85. That's a lot of years ago. Mm-hmm. But I said, Billy, how in the world are we going to find all these places? A lot of people.
Sure.
You know, I think a lot of people.
Lines, I think $1,000 at stake.
I think a lot of people would sign up today for that.
Sure.
But in 83, 84, 85, whenever it was, a lot of people signed up. Mm-hmm. And he had an answer for me. He said, I'm going to hire a taxi driver because a taxi driver.
Right.
Knows all
pre-Google Maps,
yeah.
Right?
And he said, I'm going to give the taxi driver the keys to my car, and he's going to drive us, and we're going to, you know, we're going to be chauffeured around. We're going to, and, you know, as I recall, it wasn't, there were a lot of, you know, the norm stuff.
Right.
But there were some that just really stood out. And so they got the prize. I don't remember who that
That's
was.
That's cool.
Anyway,
that would have been a fun
cool?
thing
yeah.
to,
oh, my
quote
goodness.
Unquote, have to do for work, right?
Yeah, of course. We had to
have
stop.
To go judge Christmas
we had to, stop a couple of times for hot chocolate.
Sure.
Yeah, so, you know.
Have to.
And
mandatory.
And we were very generous to the we made the taxi driver. But first, he got to drive Billy's car, which at that point was a Lincoln Town car.
Okay.
So that was no bad deal.
Yeah.
And he was happy, and he got rewarded. He was very, very happy with his reward. So, you know, it was a neat deal.
That is cool. Yeah.
So anyway, you know, why do we put up lights at Christmas? What's the message there that we're sending? Why are we lighting things?
Well, my natural guess is that, you know, as we mentioned at the beginning of the program, you know, we are going into a season of less sunlight.
Yep.
I mean, until we reach December 21st, which is the longest night, the shortest day of the year, we are continually growing in the amount of darkness we get each day. Quote unquote darkness.
Right? The fella that we're celebrating, and I realize now not everybody is celebrating Christmas,
right?
You know,
there's tons of holidays.
Tons of holidays,
winter holidays.
And you know, but you know, we're not shy here about saying Merry Christmas because we're celebrating Christmas.
Yeah,
yeah, and that's no disrespect to anybody that's not, but I'm going to go out on some thin ice here.
Okay,
even though we don't have any ice yet. I think this is something, this light thing is something that we can all, it doesn't matter whether you're Christian, whether you're Buddhist, whether you're Jewish, Muslim,
Hindu,
yeah,
pagan,
yeah, or atheist.
Right.
It doesn't matter. This is the lights going up that can still be a reminder and a message for you that will be important for your life
forever,
and yeah. and can be helped. It comes around every year and reminds us about the light. And the light for me, Lauren, is consciousness. Okay.
Yeah.
That's the light.
It's who we are.
Well, yeah, truly. It's truly who we right. are. And yet, so many of us don't recognize that.
Well, no, because the way I think about it is we are little lights. I mean, that's what we are anyway. That's what our senses, that's what our eyes pick up and translate right. anyway, is light.
Right.
So we know we are made of lights or some sort of light energy, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so, like you're saying, that's who we truly are, even though we often appear to be shadowy. And I think that's often because we place blocks, we place things, obstacles in front of the light that we truly are. And we misidentify ourselves with the shadow or with the block.
Yeah, coming up, let me tease ahead a little bit, because coming up, we're going to talk about a major block.
Mm-hmm.
And it's another B word. And it may surprise some people, but before we get there, that's a tease.
Okay.
That's known as a tease in the radio biz, right?
Yeah.
But before we get there, let me ask a strange question.
Okay.
For all of us. Do you believe there's a difference between a living person and a corpse?
Okay. Tell me more.
Well, no, you've got to answer the question.
Answer the question.
You, Lauren, do
yeah.
you believe, and I would ask
there's
every
There's a difference between a living person
yeah. do
and a
you
corpse.
Believe, here's the question on the table.
Okay.
The question on the table is, do you believe there is a difference between a living person and a corpse? That's the question that
sure.
I'm putting on the table, right?
Yes.
And I want all of us, so you, wherever we are, however you're listening to this, whenever, think about what your answer is to that.
All right.
Right?
Do you want me to give you my answer?
I want you to give you my answer. Your answer, yeah.
I don't know your answer.
You don't know my answer, well.
My answer is, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
There is an absence of the animating feature, whatever you want to call that, the animus, the soul, the consciousness, the light.
Okay. And there you're on it, because, you know, how can we not, how could anyone not say there's a difference between
right.
a living person and a corpse, right?
Right.
I mean, it's so obvious,
right? Right.
That's why the question kind of makes you go,
you know,
what?
It's interesting because it also plays into this theme, too, because we colloquially say, right, oh, don't go into the light in that transition between living person and corpse,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Is we go towards the light.
We go towards the light,
yeah.
And so, you know, the thing that that I really want to emphasize here is for all of us to understand that if we don't believe that consciousness is a true and real thing, something of value for all of us to, you know, really embrace and take a look at and even try to raise, you know, this consciousness level.
Try to bring more of us into consciousness.
If we don't believe in that, then we would say, no, there's no difference between a living person and a corpse. They're both bodies, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
They are both bodies. But one is very different. You used the word animated.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a good word. Obviously, a corpse is not animated. There's no, so what's the difference? The difference is consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so, you know, one of the things that we look at this time of year, because we do celebrate the birth of, you know, some people would say, well, we're celebrating the birth of Christ, the birth of Jesus.
Right.
And yeah, Christians embrace that. But again, I said earlier, there's something that we can all embrace.
Well, something we can
about
all
this.
Wrap our arms around, and that is the idea. It's the idea of the birth, the original beginning of Christ consciousness.
That's it. That's it. It's like Christ consciousness coming into the world. All right, so...
And that is not just a singular person that we call Jesus.
No, Jesus...
It's a collective consciousness that we're all able to tap into.
Jesus certainly came into the world and demonstrated...
How we can do that.
Christ consciousness for all of us.
Right.
Unconditional love. That's why, you know, so many stories and so many legends and so many... even different religions within Christianity are built around Jesus's, you know, Jesus's birth, Jesus's message, Jesus's coming into the world. But what did he say over and over and over?
The kingdom of God is within you.
That's it. That's it. I mean, I haven't counted exactly. I somehow remember the number in the 600s. Between the four Gospels of 600 times or so, there's a recording of Jesus talking about the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. Those two were interchangeable, are within. What in the heck was he talking about? I think he was talking about consciousness, and he was challenging all of us to raise our consciousness. So, when we come back, we're going to consider, and I said this a minute ago, we may make some people uncomfortable because
it's our job.
There are some blocks to consciousness.
Absolutely.
And we're going to examine what, you know, some big ones might be. And again, this may make all of us shift in our chairs just a little bit. But stay with us. Stay here. And
we're finding the light in the darkness.
We'll see if we can't we'll see if we can't turn the lights on a little bit for all of us. We need it. Here on Strategies for Living, as we're embracing light in the darkness today. Here on Strategies. Stay right where you are. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. Mm-hmm. You get discounts on movies, you get concession upgrades, you get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center.org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donisa Walker with LearningRx Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, LearningRx Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems. Working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Shreveport.
Welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan here on Strategies for Living as we are embracing light in the darkness because this week started with National Christmas Light Day.
Right, and we're heading towards the darkest day of the year.
We are, and the lights are going up. What are those lights really, you know, reminding us of? Well, they're reminding us, perhaps, of the light within.
Right.
The light within
that
each
even
of
in,
us.
Even in, and maybe especially in times of darkness.
Yeah.
Can we find our own light within?
There you go.
You know what's also really philosophically interesting about light and darkness?
What's that?
Darkness really doesn't exist.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, we can't actually measure how dark something is.
Yeah, we can only measure the light, can't we?
We measure it by an absence
of the light. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Which I think is really cool.
That is really cool. And there she goes again, just blowing the mind. You know, several years ago, and we last segment, you know, we put forth this question: well, do you believe there's a difference between a human person and a corpse?
A living person,
right. and a corpse. And well, of course, most of you raised your hand and said yes. You know, okay, so no matter where you're coming from, whether you're coming then from a Christian perspective, a Buddhist perspective, a Muslim perspective, a Jewish perspective, don't mean to leave anybody out, but,
right.
But no matter where you are, an atheist perspective, if you're saying, yes, there's a difference between a corpse and a living person, then you're saying there's such a thing as consciousness.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that's something that we can all agree on. And so
whatever
you call it, you know, some people might call this spirituality.
Yes.
Some people would call it consciousness.
Or life force or prana
life force.
Or chi.
It doesn't matter to me really what you call it, but we can be called to these lights that are going up if we allow them, can call us to
this little light of mine.
Yeah, to look at the light within ourselves, look at our level of consciousness and think about, okay, where is it now?
Mm-hmm.
And where would we like it to go to?
In other words, how much of my consciousness am I conscious of? And how much of my consciousness am I allowing to animate the physical vehicle? How much am I bringing it into who I am?
There you go. Many years ago, I had the privilege on this program of interviewing the late Dr. David R.
Yes.
Hawkins. He's no longer with us, but he was a prolific writer. A lot of people know his seminal book, Power Versus Force.
Right.
He had written some books before that. One of the books he wrote before that was Orthomolecular Psychiatry that he wrote with Linus Pauling.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know this.
But he got around, you know, in his later years to writing about consciousness. And in Power Versus Force and many books after that, he proposed a map of consciousness.
Right.
And the map of consciousness is, he made it a logarithmic scale, if you would. In other words, it's the numbers are just made up, right? But he attempted to map out consciousness from highest to lowest or lowest to highest, however you want to, look at that.
One spectrum, end of the spectrum to the other.
And so the very bottom of the map of consciousness would be, the level is called, he called it shame. But in shame, the God view is despising. The life view is, well, it's miserable. The primary emotion is humiliation, and the process is elimination. I want to get the heck out of here.
Right.
You know? And you can understand why.
Yeah, sure.
And
you're in hell.
So he put a logarithmic value of 20 on that level.
Okay.
He goes up to then vindictive at 30, condemning at 50, disdainful at 75, punitive at 100. So let me give that one at 100. That level is the level of fear.
Okay.
100 is the level of fear. So the God view is a punitive God.
Okay, it's a God who's punishing.
And life view is frightening.
Sure.
The primary emotion is anxiety, and the process is withdrawal.
Sure.
Okay? Makes sense?
I'm going to run away from an angry God who's punishing me.
Right.
Yeah. Makes sense.
On up the level of consciousness at level 150, that's the level of anger.
Mm.
Okay? 150 is anger. And the God view is vengeful. The life view is antagonistic. The main emotion that you deal with is hate, and the process is aggression. Sound familiar?
Mm-hmm.
Then 200 was where Dr. Hawkins said this is a prime area, because 200 is the level that that you really want to get to and jump over to really begin the process of moving up
into the higher
levels of consciousness. So at the level of 200, he called that level courage.
Mm.
And God view there is permitting. The life view is feasible. The main emotion is affirmation. And the process is empowerment. Mm. Make sense?
Yes.
Now, it goes all the way up to a logarithmic value of somewhere between 700 and 1,000, where the God view... Well, that's the level he called enlightenment, 700 to 1,000. And at the enlightenment level, the God view is self.
Mm-hmm.
The life view is. The main emotion is ineffable, and the process is pure consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so okay. One of the things that Dr. Hawkins talked about was that at the time that I was visiting with him, and I don't know if this has changed, because this has been many years ago.
Right.
I'm hoping it has.
I'm thinking it has.
But at the point that I talked to him, he said 80% of the world
mm-hmm.
is operating below 200,
right.
Below a level of consciousness of 200. I do hope and pray that that's grown. I think it has.
I believe so.
But... Lauren, I don't know that it's grown much.
Yeah.
And there's the opportunity.
Sure.
And that's why we're talking about this evening, and why we're talking about embracing light in darkness. Now we're to the point of, okay, well, what keeps us, what holds us back?
From jumping over into the 200s and beyond.
Yeah, well, or just moving.
Yeah.
In the level of, and you know, if you folks, you may be intrigued by the level of consciousness, you can easily download, just Google David Hawkins'
tons.
Level of consciousness. You will find many, many, many.
And there's tons of charts out there that even equate, you know, the levels of consciousness to dimensions, right?
Right.
And states of awareness.
Right. A lot of people have built on Dr. Hawkins' work.
It's foundational.
And if you have not read Power versus Force or any of the other David Hawkins books, I would thoroughly recommend them to you. But
absolutely.
Power versus Force is where I would tell you to start. But here, this is what begs, the idea that we're talking about now is, well, okay, what stops us? What blocks us? I used that B word a moment ago, and I said, and it's a bit of a hook.
Right, because we're coming back.
And we're coming back to it, and now we're back around to it. What's the biggest, and I, you know, hint, here's a hint, it's another B word.
Mm-hmm.
What's the biggest block to us moving up the levels of consciousness? And I warned, this is going to make us all uncomfortable.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, because, I mean, we often feel threatened by this.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go ahead and give it away.
Okay.
It's your beliefs.
Yeah.
It's what you believe.
Yeah.
And that's not, okay, when I say beliefs, that's not, I know we've done a lot of talking about religion and, you know, different religious holidays coming up. But when I talk about beliefs, it's not just religious beliefs.
Oh, no.
It's about your beliefs, your fundamental beliefs about who you are, why you're here, what you're doing here, what the world is, and who you define the world to be.
Well, at a minimum, it's all the things that Dr. Hawkins covered.
Mm-hmm. Your God view.
What's your view of God?
Yep.
What's your view of life? What's the primary emotion operating in your life? what is your life process,
right,
you know, about? Because there's a big difference between a process of destruction and a process of aggression and a process of empowerment,
mm-hmm,
just to name three of the different life processes that Dr. Hawkins identified, right? So belief. Wow. All right. Now, so, you know, we've said often that our beliefs, many of them, are given to us. And I think that they're, we'll talk about this when we come back. I think most often our beliefs are given to us very benevolently.
Absolutely. I mean,
they're given to us,
initial templates for how we can survive in the world that we've just entered as little human beings.
Right.
I mean,
however, there's a tremendous number of people that live their entire lives and never really unpack,
mm-hmm,
never really take out and look at, question, and make their own the beliefs that they were originally given. And if you don't do that, if you don't do that work, then they're not your beliefs. They belong to somebody else. You're just using them.
And you're living somebody else's life
and
at that point.
And therefore, you cannot possibly raise your level of consciousness.
No, because you're unconscious of your own beliefs.
There you go. There you go. Are we blowing your mind yet? I hope we're making us all think a little bit this evening. That's our job here on Strategies. We'll be right back.
From the bayou to your table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family passed down to survive. The Godfather's here with a twist in the tail. Alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Godfather's sausage, bold and true. The Padres bringing the bayou to you.
Get the Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Dealing with stress, pain, feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's, thebalancedlife.us.
Truth and every deal. We help you thrive, not just survive.
Mind, body, spirit, and welcome back. Welcome back into 101.7 FM. 710 Keel, Lauren Leon McMillan. David McMillan, we're talking about embracing light in the darkness today. You know, December the 1st, Sunday, was National Christmas Lights Day. And as you travel around, you're seeing more and more of the lights go up.
Right.
Lots of people very busy with that, and that's wonderful.
Absolutely.
What do the lights really represent? Well, our consciousness level.
Mm.
How conscious are we? How conscious are we of, and that's...
How much of our light are we allowing to fill the vessel
and
bring into the world?
And we have a big block to our raising our level of consciousness. And one of the very biggest is a surprise, because it's beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
And so I played with this a little bit, Lauren. I started playing with you, you helped me out.
Yes.
I love to do the acronym thing, right?
/ acrostic poems, yes.
Yeah. So I played with belief. So the B is they're benevolently given,
mm-hmm.
because I think the majority of them are benevolently given.
Right.
The E is their early and easy programming.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's what we come into the world, you know, as fresh human beings, open to take in as much information as we can so that we can quickly adapt and survive.
Right.
And so everything that we witness, everything we hear, everything we see modeled becomes foundational and lines of programming, right? In the form of our beliefs.
Here's where it gets uncomfortable.
All right.
And I'm going to go all the way down and then we'll come back and talk about it. Okay.
Right.
So they're benevolently given, they're early and easy programming. And I think we can all agree on that. That's the B and the E. Okay. Well, you know, what's controversial about that, Lauren and David? Well, nothing. I think most of us can agree on that. It's the L that begins to introduce a problem.
Right.
Lies are possible.
Sure.
And then the I is it mine? Mm-hmm. Really? And then the E is energy, because our beliefs are about energy. And the F, well, I actually, you edited here.
Yes.
Because I actually had the F... Fill her up, because, you know, our ego, our little ego wants to collect and fill up with beliefs.
I suppose so, yeah.
But I think your F is better, and it's filter.
It's filter, and I would even add it's a foundational filter.
Okay,
FF.
I like that. Yeah, FF, foundational filter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's go back to where... The initial,
go back to
the majority of beliefs are benevolently given to us,
right?
And they're early and easy programming. Okay, well, I don't think we have to spend a whole lot of time on either one of those.
Okay,
but I think that where it gets uncomfortable
is in the middle of belief, which
because lies are possible.
Right. Yeah. Lie is there in the middle of belief, right?
It absolutely is. Take a look at it. Spell it out. I'll spell it out here on the radio whiteboard.
Mm-hmm.
Look at it. What's right in the middle of belief? L-I-E.
Right.
Lie.
There it is. Lying right there.
And again, here's the deal. And this is where consciousness comes in.
Mm-hmm.
This is where the work comes in for all of us. And that is, it doesn't say all beliefs are lies, because that's not true.
Right.
But all beliefs aren't true either. That's certainly not true. We've all believed things, and we can make this non-controversial. How many times have we believed, I can't do that?
Right.
You know? And
lo and behold,
I can't. And I won't until I switch that belief. And sometimes I have to do it in spite of my belief to show, oh, well, I can.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wrong about the fact that I can't.
Right.
I can't do algebra. Dang it.
I've heard that
one. Or fill
one
in the blank.
Times.
Yeah. Yeah. We've
recently.
Heard that one recently.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, you know, lies are very possible here. And then I have to ask, is this mine or did I get this from somebody else?
Right.
You know? And
it's okay if you got it from somebody else.
Yeah,
but it's important to recognize it, to recognize it.
And
as
make
your
it
own.
Yours. Yeah. Wrestle with it. Right. And if you truly are going to keep it, then it's yours.
Sure.
Okay.
At that point.
The E is energy. Mm-hmm. Our beliefs truly energize us. I mean, they...
Well, they direct and they dictate how we spend our energy.
Absolutely. And again, back to the simple illustration of I can mm-hmm. as a belief versus I can't.
Right. Or even
as a belief.
Another one I'm thinking of is I'm not worthy or I am worthy.
Right.
Right. And then that shifts where your energy is going. Are
Absolutely.
You shifting it all outside of yourself? And
it may be the difference in the morning of staying in bed versus getting out of bed.
Right.
Right.
Which is a huge energy difference.
And yeah, I mean, and so, you know, the alarm clock rings and I just don't feel like it. And so I hit the off button. I pull the cover over my head and that's where I stay.
Right.
You know,
because I believe I'm not worth it
because I'm just not worth getting up and
right.
and doing this thing in the world again. That's the power and the energy of our beliefs. So our beliefs work as a tremendous filter.
That's it.
Through which we see the world and interact with the world.
Absolutely. And I added the phrase foundational. Because I think it's a foundational filter. I mean, everything that we do, say, become is based on a belief. And if you don't believe me, that's okay. That's a lie. Because you got to dig under and there's a belief motivating all of
right.
what you do.
What we're beginning to unpack here this evening is answering that question. Do you believe there's a difference between a living person and a corpse? Well, most all of us say, well, heck yeah. Then you believe in consciousness. And if you believe in consciousness, why aren't you doing anything to raise yours? Do some of your beliefs block that? Wish we could spend more time on this, and we will. We'll come back to it.
It's an important topic.
It's an important topic, but it's an especially important topic for embracing light in the darkness. And we're tackling it today here on Strategies for Living. Stay with us.
You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958. Plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283 and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies, strategies, strategies for living radio.
And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living Radio. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, and we are embracing light in the darkness today. And, you know, we've played with this a little bit. What's your takeaway from what we have, what we've unpacked today, Lauren? What are you taking away from our time today?
Well, I think it's important that we take some time each year, and at least once a year. And there's no better time to do it than as we grow towards darkness, because it brings us within. It brings us inside and into ourselves.
Yeah.
And if we're really dedicated and observant, we begin to question and look at, okay, well, I am conscious, right? And how conscious do I want to be?
I am conscious, and I seek to be even more so.
How can I grow there? How can I grow my light, and how can I share that with the world?
How can I perhaps move from, if I'm at that point of anger, how can I move up to courage?
And it starts with awareness, right? It starts with that first just getting curious about, wow, I wonder what my level of consciousness is.
Yeah.
And what do I want to do with that information?
If I'm at courage, how can I move up to willingness or to acceptance or, dare I say, love, you know, where a God view is loving and a life view is benign and the emotion is reverence and the process is revelation. I kind of like that, you know?
I love that.
Yeah. All from David R. Hawkins. Folks, thank you. Thank you for being with us here on Strategies for Living. We love doing this program for you, and hope you get something from it each and every time you choose to listen. Spread the word. Let folks know. And we certainly appreciate our sponsors, the Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners. And Pintail Roofing.
Oof, oof.
And Learning RX. And the Balanced Life Wellness Center. And Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather. Alligator Italian Sausage. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who would you call? What would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time on Strategies for Living.